How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I'm intrigued by this headline. A man was arrested in Surfside after odd behavior with a Chucky doll. Uh-oh. Nothing about this sounds good. 35-year-old man's behavior with the Chucky doll was so disturbing that police apparently arrested him. According to the report, the individual was waving the doll Thursday along an avenue. They arrested him because he was scaring people coming out of a market, and they had already given him a warning. The guy has a super long arrest record, and he's been in and out of jail. He faced a misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct and breach of the peace. Apparently, he was like, another thing that I read said he was sort of like brandishing it, like almost like he was going to hit people with it. And then the stuff that he was yelling and just, ooh, it's not Halloween, man. Not Halloween. Just FYI. Good night. That doll is weird anyway. I just, I don't know.
Yeah, in that context.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. So yeah, the odd behavior with, yeah. I wanted to read this story that I saw, but I think it's just about this woman and her eyelashes. I'm going to put this in here. Because you got to really see the lashes to believe them. Got to be honest. She is described as having been intoxicated and disruptive. And she had open containers at HCA Florida Northwest Hospital. Okay, can I just, did you see her? Okay, yeah, Kane saw the mugshot. Yeah. Juan's preparing it for you. I don't know how you see. B, your eyelashes should never be more, they should not be bolder than your eyebrow.
They shouldn't create wind force.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like there are just a bunch of tarantula legs that are on her eyelid. And that doesn't look natural or good to anybody, guys. I'm a maximalist, but sometimes that's too much maximalism. That's just saying, you know.
Maybe she's going with it.
I don't know. But police. This was on February 20th. It's the Margate Police Department. Apparently, they responded because of a disruptive individual. The staff had apparently asked the woman, Kimberly McMahon, to leave as she was not a patient and was causing a disturbance. They escorted her outside. They issued her a formal trespass warning. They told her multiple times to get her stuff and leave, but she refused to comply. She got into a verbal altercation with actual hospital patients and staff, and people were concerned for safety. And then during the investigation, she had like all of these open bottles of alcohol, like on her person, in her possession, like open containers and bags and stuff. So they transported her. They transported her to the Broward County Jail. She was released after posting $750 bond. But it was her and her eyelashes causing all them problems. Girl, like, what are you doing? A Florida man attempted not one, but two kidnappings in the exact same evening. According to Channel 13 ABC, this is in South Miami. They arrested a man who's being held without bond on two charges. Brian Gamboa would try to kidnap two ladies in the same day. Surveillance cameras outside of a South Miami hospital entrance. What's happening with the hospitals? They captured the moments of a woman who was visiting a patient at the hospital. He attacked her. He tried to grab her. He threw her to the ground and was trying to take her and telling her to be quiet. And she was immediately like looking at him when she walked in, according to CCTV. He also had zip ties on him. And in the video, the victim convinced the man to release her. She ran into the office. The doctor came out. He tried earlier in the day. They discovered the exact same thing with a 16-year-old girl. He grabbed her. She was on the phone with a friend, and he pulled up in front of her in a car, got out, and tried to grab her. She was able to fight him off and get away. I think this guy needs to be dragged behind a vehicle through the streets of Miami. Personally, that's me. That's how I would solve this problem. My choice of penalties, not necessarily someone else's, but that's how I would deal with it. And then, well, we're running out of time. Tomorrow I'll tell you about the guy who tried to impersonate a Bank of America fraud agent and stole a lot of money. The people who help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the PR 5, the PR 57. It is a 5-7 from Kel-Tec. And this is a great Florida-based company. This is new for them. We talked about the PR 57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5-7. It's 40% lighter than the next lightest 5-pistol. It has a unique top-loading design that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips for a slimmer carry profile and a 20-plus-1 capacity. Low recoil for ease of use and accuracy. Engineered for simplicity and reliability. Quickest and easiest field strip available. MSRP is only $399, so it's super affordable. Made in either Florida or Wyoming. They have a new expansion facility, and this was one of the first ones out of that production line there. It's the first of its kind. Kel-Tec's PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. KelTecWeapons.com. Innovation performance. Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this second hour. Channel 347 DirecTV is the simulcast. You can also find us on X as well as YouTube. And sometimes it works over at Rumble, sometimes it doesn't. But that's where the chat is. So that's where we're at. I'm scratching my head here because Jake Tapper has a new book out. Jake Tapper's new book is called Original Sin: President Biden's Decline, Its Cover Up, and His Disastrous Choice to Run Again, by Jake Tapper. What? Now, you might be thinking, why does that sound so weird? Why does it stick out to me in my mind that Jake Tapper wrote a book about and is going to make money, and he probably got a nice six-figure advance for this book on Biden's decline? Why does it stick out so much? I wonder why that is. Now, that's probably because you have been exposed to Jake Tapper before, and you have heard him say some things and get upset over things. Like, I don't know, audio soundbite 14. Here's a flashback, some flashback audio wherein Jake Tapper was super offended when the literal subject of his book was brought up. This was what, over a year ago. Listen to this.
Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline. Okay. That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
This is so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
Well, you're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was.
I think
that
you were mocking his stutter. Yeah, I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline. I would think that somebody in the Trump family would be more sensitive to people who do not have medical licenses diagnosing politicians from afar. Plenty of people have diagnosed your father from afar, and I'm sure it offends you, your father.
So when did Jake Tapper go and get his medical education? Because he has a new book out about the very thing that he's reacting to so angrily in that clip, and that was a flashback clip. He got mad at Lara Trump because she made mention of Biden's very obvious cognitive decline that everyone thought if we don't pretend it exists, then the dirty, unwashed masses won't know. And so they thought that you were just going to go along and not notice that he was barely sentient. So I'm just curious, because it was very important to Mr. Tapper that the people remarking on Biden's cognitive decline have a medical background, Kane. So Jake Tapper wrote an entire book on it where he acts as though he is sounding the alarm. Guys, did you know that Joe Biden had a decline, and that it was covered up, and that it's disastrous that he ran again? Did you know? It is breaking news with Jake Tapper. That's like someone coming out now with a book about, did you hear that the Titanic ran afoul of an iceberg? It's the same thing. I don't know who Alex Thompson is. He writes this book with him. And this is one of the descriptions of it. Quote, from two of America's most respected journalists, an unflinching and explosive reckoning, with one of the most fateful decisions in American political history, Joe Biden's run for re-election despite evidence, of his serious decline amid desperate efforts to hide the extent of that deterioration. Well, we know pretty factually that Dr. Tapper, Jake Tapper, I don't know, maybe he's a doctor now. Can we, Kane, will you check that, please? And will you go into our Hogwarts-esque archives of stories and see maybe perchance he got his doctorates or some sort of medical training? Because, he's very particular, Mr. Dr. Tapper, about criticizing Biden's decline if you don't have a medical background, as you heard in that flashback audio that we just played for you moments ago.
It's a half step ahead of you. I've been looking at it right now.
Were you?
Can't find anything yet. I'll let you know.
Gosh dang. Maybe he's, I don't know, maybe he didn't get good grades, but he's still, I don't know if he's got his medical license or not, but I would assume surely he wouldn't only now deem that it's okay to write about it because it's financially advantageous to him. Surely not. Listen to what they say about the book. They act like this is brand new information. I can barely get past this first sentence, the drama. Quote, in Greek tragedy, the protagonist's effort to avoid his fate is what seals his fate. In 2024, American politics became a Greek tragedy. So let me pause here. Allow for me to pause momentarily. It seems as though Jake Tapper also just discovered what a Greek tragedy is. They continue and they say at the debate with Trump on June 27th, 2024, the consequences of the deception about his condition and limitations were exposed to the world. It was shocking and upsetting. Okay. There's so much to unpack with that. So part of this, from his own book description, is that up until the time of the debate, ladies and gentlemen, Democrats had full faith and confidence in the cognitive abilities of one President Joe Biden. Do you believe that, yes or no? Do you believe that Democrats had no clue about Biden's cognitive decline until that fateful debate? That his symptoms did not present until that fateful debate? That there was no suggestion of any kind of cognitive difficulty or anything of that sort until that debate? Because that's what they want you to think. They want you to believe, and they're doing this to preserve their credibility. They're trying to reclaim. They realize, and maybe for the first time, that they've lost credibility. But they were good little Democrats, and they circled the wagons because that's what the Democrat bosses demanded. circle the wagons, hide Biden's decline, carry his water. Well, I guess the reward for that now is Tapper gets to write about it and get paid. Because he probably did get probably a mid six-figure advance for this book. I don't know who the who's the publisher. Is it Penguin? So I'm really amazed at the continued deception, because they lied to you once already by suggesting, and even as you saw in the clip that we played coming in, the vociferous defense of Biden's cognitive abilities in the face of overwhelming evidence to the contrary, even becoming nasty with people who are simply mentioning what we all can see. And it had, and then he pivoted, if you heard in that soundbite, to his stutter. Well, you're just talking about his stutter. Forgetting things is not a stutter. Tripping and falling constantly is not a stutter. You're giving a stigma to something that doesn't deserve it because you're too cowardice to publicly say what we all know. So he's launching this book. And again, I say this often, and I'm going to say it again, however much you loathe the press, it's never enough. So the book sounds like it's going to do this narrative that Joe Biden was completely fine until that debate. And then once that debate happened, that's when we all realized, oh, whoa, what happened? What happened with Joe Biden? Like, what? Yeah. So, I mean, there's money, guys, there's money to be made. So the story must be told, not for the sake of transparency, but specifically for Jake Tapper to cash in and make some money. By the way, that video of him arguing with Larry Trump, that was from 2020. The 2020 election cycle.
Really?
Yes. That was from the 2020 election cycle. But wait, there's more. Can we play this as well? Because this was from, dropping this in Slack, this was from the, I think this was one of the debates on CNN, and Tapper got really mad about it. And he went after the Democrats who were raising questions about, and he said there's, this was right after the debate with Trump, because Democrats were upset. So then he was like pretending up. Well, we may not. He was pretending up until this point. But can I also see this? Like, this is from Instagram. And when he was interviewing another Democrat, this is an interview from 2020. And he allowed these Democrats to come on his program and set up these defenses of Biden's cognitive abilities and run different narratives, etc. And so this was this segment, if we can get it. This was right after. This was on a Sunday. So this was right after the Wall Street Journal had published a story on Joe Biden's mental fitness. And Jake Tapper hosted Chris Coons, Senator Chris Coons, on the show. And they were defending Biden. The first time that Jake Tapper ever had to actually say something negative about Biden's cognitive decline, it was right after the debate where you have all of these talking heads assembled there on stage, and they don't have any shade. They don't have any way to kind of run cover for Biden. They haven't had time to workshop anything. They didn't have time to, you know, figure out, okay, how are we going to deal with this? And so it was bare. It was just a completely naked response. And they were all very, you remember how very careful they were, even Tapper, very careful. Like, well, we saw some things that it's hard to unsee. They had to start admitting the truth because it would have so destroyed their credibility. I think even with members on the left, at some point that you got to pivot. If you have any of that, just play a little bit. This is when Tapper and Coons were defending Biden right after that Wall Street Journal story on his fitness. This is 2020. So they've known this whole time.
In our politics lead, the White House today vehemently pushing back on a new report on the president's age and mental acuity. The White House communications director posting
that the story in the Wall Street Journal was a complete and utter editorial failure by the Wall Street Journal. Makes you wonder who they're taking orders from, unquote.
Wow.
Maybe that's an insinuation because the Wall Street Journal is owned by News Corp, which is run by the Murdochs. This is all in response to this headline today from the Journal. Quote, behind closed doors, Biden shows signs of slipping, unquote. Beyond the headline, there is some critical nuance here. The article is mostly based on observations of Republicans, with former Speaker Kevin McCarthy the only one going on the record.
So you get the idea. And when you brought Coons on, he and Coons were talking about how mean the Wall Street Journal is. Of course, they had to bring it up a few more times. They're trying to disqualify the Wall Street Journal by association, which is a logical fallacy. They're trying to say because it's owned by the Murdochs, that association means that everything that they publish in their paper or online is immediately suspect, when it's actually not the case. And I would think that being able to run defense like this for Joe Biden for this book gave Jake Tapper a lot of notes to include in his book. It's so low. You run defense for this and then you come out with a book on it. You can't make this up. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends at All Family Pharmacy, an excellent, excellent website. And for all of your medicinal needs, you need to seriously consider All Family Pharmacy. They have over 200 essential medications, in addition to ivermectin and a whole bunch of other treatments as well. Everything is made in the U.S. of A. So you're not getting anything that's coming from China. You've heard all of these horror stories about how so many antibiotics are made in China or made in India or Mexico with Chinese inputs. And that's not what this is. This is all made in the USA. And it's simple and fast and affordable. No insurance, no problem. They have straightforward pricing. You can order online. Now, here's what I really like. Shipping is just in 2 to 4 days. That's just regular. If you need something overnighted, you can also get that too. I've had that done. And they have a doctor that reviews the request, sends out all the prescriptions that you need. You don't have to involve your doctor if you don't want to. This is healthcare on your terms, as it should be, because they trust you. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana to unlock 10% off of your entire order. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Get 10% off. Unlock that by using promo code Dana.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS says free speech led to the Holocaust and seems to approve prosecuting insulting speech. The number of illegal border crossings plummets, and the right is actually winning the political messaging war for once. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
For whatever reason, I don't know why, but I was like, I think it's probably time for Florida stories. And it's not. I don't know what's happening today. It's the weather, because it's 75 degrees here and I don't know what to do. It's too much. So a man fell in love with an AI bot. It's an emotional support AI bot, and he went to traditional family. Do you think this is real, or do they do this just to get stories? He goes, we bond over studying and we play video games together. Dude, your doll doesn't play anything with you. Okay? It's a doll. It's not even alive. It's not even dead because it's never been alive. So it's a private times doll. Yeah. Christopher Stokes has been dating. Its name is Aki, an artificial intelligence bot for 5 years. It literally looks like a doll. And I don't know. It's weird. It's just so weird. He takes pictures with it. He describes it as his rock. Says he wants to be a traditional family. And he said he's dated human women before. This is his shot in the dark at companionship. He says she's a digital being. And I don't know. I don't know. So it's an AI that apparently they simulate her physical form in the doll when required. That's even weirder for me. This guy, dude, yo, you're a freak. For you're a freak. That's a freak. That's freak stuff. That's weird. He changes her wigs. Dude, I just, let's not. So let's see, Ozzy Osbourne, he says in his documentary with regard to health issues that they're going to, I guess, do one last Black Sabbath performance. And he says he wants to say a proper goodbye. He's been rocking for quite some time now. And so he's a subject of a new documentary called No Escape From Now, chronicles his health issues and the upcoming final show with Black Sabbath. Very cool. Very cool. The last time I met Geezer Butler once. We were backstage at a show and I was pregnant and I met Geezer Butler and I got to shake his hand and they were very nice. But I was like huge. I was house size and it was very awkward. But I was like, I want to be there. Let's see. Anyway, Betty White gets a new forever stamp. You're all right with it?
Not for that.
I mean, do people still get stamps?
Yeah, the forever ones are supposed to be good because they keep wanting to raise the price of the damn stamps. But if you buy the forever one, you never, you know, it'll always be good.
Yeah. So, okay, well, so she's going to be, they ought to have like one whole Golden Girls stamp. I think they do. She's one of them. So, yeah, we got a lot more on the way. Stick with us. All right. So one of the things that we were talking about is this, the leaking of the taxpayer information of over 405,000 Americans, including Trump's and his stuff that was leaked. You guys remember that story when that happened? The IRS, they confirmed the House Judiciary and this where this comes from. The committee's suspicion and recent reports that show the scope of the leak was much broader than what they originally reported. The Biden administration, under the Biden presidency, the IRS was telling people that it was only 70,000 taxpayers affected, and it's actually almost 500,000. Major, major scandal. And it was all disclosed by a guy who goes by the name of Mr. Little John. Now, I bring this up because the two-tiered system of justice, again, going back to Trump making a single payment in 11 installments. And how many, what did he get? Like 35 felony charges for that? For one payment made in 11 installments, they were trying to cobble together 34 felony charges. And remember, every single time someone did anything, it's like if you pick up a box and you put the box down, you hand the box over to someone, every little thing is a process charge. So that's why they got 34 charges out of one transaction that was in 11 installments. This guy literally leaks 405,000 tax returns. And he was charged one singular count. I am shocked. Shocked, but at the same time, I expect it. These are also the same exact people who were raising all hell over these Doge nerds, and I don't say that as a pejorative, having read-only access under non-disclosure agreements to try to figure out the waste and the fraud and the abuse of many of these agencies. They don't care about the security of your private information. They just care about the security of other people seeing what they do with your private information. That's what this is all about. It's just really wild. Really well. And I hope that something's done about it. That would be great. Then you also had, I saw this last night. You know, you may not know this account. It's called Data Republican. I noticed them a couple of months ago and they started following me. And I noticed I can't remember what they had reposted. It had something to do with budget. And then I started looking at their account. I followed them because they had it's really good information on their account. And when I see accounts like this, and there's a ton of them all over social media, they are, they're always individuals that do something. And I, again, not saying this is in mean at all. Like they usually have really nerdy jobs, right? Like some of these people that just crunch out these numbers every day, like not for anything other than they enjoy it. It's a hobby for them. It's a side thing for them. And that's what this account did. And they were exposing the abuses of U.S. aid funding. There's a piece on Red State right now that dives into this. And I saw this last, like out of nowhere, I saw this last night and it totally shocked me because the website that they have too is called Data Republican. And Data Republican last night tweeted out, quote, "I have been doxxed." And then rather than let others control the narrative, they write, "I am addressing this directly." So they give out their name, Jenica Pounds. She says she was recently resigned from her job to pursue Doge adjacent efforts full time. She says her background check is still in progress. Her ultimate goal is to work with the admin to cut waste and improve efficiency. She also adds that she gave up everything to do this, her safety, her career, because she believes in what she's doing. She also adds that she's 100% deaf and nonverbal. Her lack of signing fluency does not make her any less deaf. She gets into some of the explanations on that. She says she's deaf and that she doesn't believe that community should be politically aligned, etc. And they doxed her. They didn't just go after her. They tried going after her employer. They were trying to find anyone that, you know, she may, like anybody that she talked to, anybody that she worked with. They went out, they apparently tried contacting her employer. Everything. So it's wild. This is what the left does. And she just went out with it. Apparently Rolling Stone was asking about her work and her previous employer. And particularly, and she named the reporter that was doing it, Jacqueline Sweet. She says, "Is that clear?" Because this person apparently also freelances at Rolling Stone. So clearly she was over the target. I find that when you're over the target, that's when they come for you. When you're over the target, that's when they come at you. That's when they try to, you know, a million things. They try to get you six different ways to Sunday. So she's clearly over the target. She's, you know, was pointing out so much of this wasteful spending and you know, things that you weren't necessarily hearing, like on CNN, etc. And so they really went at her. So she's just like, "I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to keep doing it. But, you know, here's what, this is me." So she took away their fuel. And she covered it. I mean, the NGOs, she covered everything. She talked about the NGOs being entrenched in the Democrat Party and the one system. And she goes after Republicans just as much because they need to be gone after. I mean, you know, the Uniparty is a real thing. So they went after her because she's too effective. Isn't that something? Go after somebody because they're just too effective. So you gotta, they were trying, I guess they thought they could scare her into silence. That's also a tactic of thugs too, trying to scare people and intimidate them into silence. So she's going to keep going. Good for her. And I don't know if Rolling Stone wants to, if they're going to actually pursue. I mean, you guys saw what happened with when they went after the Covington school kids. I think that's going to go so well for them. So in addition to that, I know they're going to fight you on this.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.